The Public News Service Daily Newscast for June the 16th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As negotiations in the Congress continue on a federal infrastructure package, a report out today predicts the American Jobs Plan proposed $274 billion investment to support electric vehicles would both boost the nation's economy and create millions of jobs.
The report says funding new charging infrastructure, manufacturing, and workforce training would yield a $1.3 trillion return in private investment and almost 11 million jobs. Ryan Galantine with Advanced Energy Economy, which put out the report, says Virginia would gain more than 93,000 jobs.
The big takeaway here is that for each dollar of public investment, it generates $2.60 of direct private investment. That's a good deal for consumers. It's a good deal for the U.S. economy, and it's something that should have bipartisan support through Congress.
He notes the move to electric would also add more than $200 billion in tax revenue to federal, state, and local governments. But opponents to electric vehicle switch cite expensive upfront costs and concerns that battery range is limited. I'm Diane Bernard.
In 2016, 485 Virginians died prematurely due to ozone and fine particulate matter emitted by cars, trucks, and buses. NBC News reports Democrats set a timeline on Tuesday to move ahead with a sweeping infrastructure and jobs bill that would not require Republican support. NBC notes in seeking a bill that would require the support of all 50 Democratic senators, the party faces a major test of whether it can keep its whole caucus in line. And just making sure you know, Father's Day is approaching, and for new dads, some financial tips can help set their families up for success. More on that from Eric Tayanoff.
First, revising household budgets and cutting out unnecessary expenses are crucial. Jordan Beyer with the Northwest Credit Union Association became a father 2 weeks ago. He says he and his spouse are saving cash by smarter meal planning to reduce food waste.
One of the things that we did is that for clothes, we bought some new clothes, but we also went and looked at some of the secondhand stores, and often we'd find brand new baby clothes that still had the tag on them for significantly less cost. And so that was a way for us to also save some funds.
Beyer also advises people to rethink their subscriptions, such as streaming services, and cancel whatever they don't use much. The Northwest Credit Union Association suggests new parents consider investing in life and disability insurance and build an emergency fund that can cover 6 to 12 months of living expenses.
This is PNS. Funding that would help bridge the digital divide in Ohio is in jeopardy. House Bill 2, signed into law in May, created the Ohio Residential Broadband Expansion Grant Program with an initial $20 million investment.
Co-sponsor Representative Brian Stewart of Asheville explains the House then approved $190 million for the program in its version of the biennial budget, but the Senate removed it.
The program exists, $20 million of funding exists, but unfortunately the $190 million, which would really allow this program to take off, that continues to be a bit of a political football.
Stewart notes 1 in 4 rural Ohioans lack access to high-speed internet. House Bill 2 passed with bipartisan support. Senate President Matt Huffman expressed concern about increasing spending to expand broadband, noting that having access doesn't ensure that people have the capability to use it. Mary Sherman reporting.
California drivers collided with animals more than 2,200 times in 2019. 3 people lost their lives in those accidents. A new bill, part of the Surface Transportation Reauthorization Act in Congress, would allocate $350 million to build more wildlife crossings.
The bill, which sailed through the U.S. Senate, just passed a key committee in the U.S. House and now heads to the House floor. Kim Delfino with the group Earth Advocacy says the program boosts projects like the proposed wildlife bridge meant for mountain lions over the 101 freeway at Liberty Canyon, just north of L.A.
In Southern California, the mountain lion population is so small that when you lose even one single individual, the genetic pool becomes so small that ultimately they're spiraling into extinction.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Data from the Federal Highway Administration show crashes between wildlife and vehicles result in more than $8 billion in damages each year. Finally, our Ross Brown tells us that 50 New Mexico residents are providing comments at a listening session hosted this week by the U.S. EPA as it crafts new rules to tackle methane and other pollution from oil and gas operations.
The Trump administration directed the EPA to roll back Obama-era limits on methane. Kaylee Shoup with the Carlsbad Group Citizens Caring for the Future lives near the Permian Basin, the nation's most active oil and gas region. She'll participate in today's EPA listening session.
Here in New Mexico, we have regulation, but there's virtually no enforcement. We have not one air inspector that lives in the Permian Basin, and we have one air monitor in the little town I live in.
In April, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution to reinstate 2016 safeguards, and the House is expected to vote on a similar resolution next week.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations, and you'll find us online at publicnewsservice.org.